Sechet Sechet Parakeh Mishnah Aleph Tarmit Nishchar Bishmoyne Umechtum V'karei B'teisho Umechtum. The Tamish Rabbein Arbay was shechted 8.5 hours after the start of the day, and the completion of the bringing of the Tamish Rabbein Arbay was 9.5 hours after the start of the day. It took an hour to bring the Tamish Rabbein Arbay. Now the Tamish Rabbein Arbay could be brought any time in the afternoon, starting from 6.5 hours after the start of the day, when the sun starts moving towards the west. However, the Chachamim delayed bringing the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim until 8.5 hours after the start of the day. Because once the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim is brought, no more korbanos can be brought in the Beis HaMikdash that day. And the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim has to be the last korban that is brought that day. And many times, there were people that wanted to bring the Dharm and the Davos on the Mizbeach. So therefore, in order to give people time to bring the Dharm and the Davos, they pushed off the shechting of the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim until 8.5 hours after the start of the day. Ba'arbe Pesachim Nishcha B'sheva U'mechza V'karei B'shmona U'mechza Bein B'chol Bein B'shabbos. On Erev Pesach, the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim was shechted an hour earlier. They shechted it 7.5 hours after the start of the day, and they completed the breaking of the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim on Erev Pesach 8.5 hours after the start of the day. As on Erev Pesach, that's when the Korban Pesach is brought. And the Korban Pesach is brought only after the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim is brought. And even though normally korbanos cannot be brought after the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim, the Korban Pesach is an exception. It is brought after the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim is already brought on the Mizbeach. So therefore, they needed time for everybody to bring their Korban Pesach. So on Erev Pesach, the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim is brought an hour earlier. Now that was the mission set. The Tamid is brought normally at 8.5 hours after the start of the day. And on Erev Pesach, it's brought 7.5 hours after the start of the day. That's true both during the week and on Shabbos. And even though on Shabbos no Nedarim and Nedavos are brought, they're not allowed to bring Nedarim and Nedavos on Shabbos. So therefore, there's no reason to delay the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim on Shabbos at all. So on Shabbos, you could bring it already 6.5 hours after the start of the day, which is the beginning of this month. However, the Chachamim did not want to change the time that we bring the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim during the week and on Shabbos. They wanted to have a consistent time when the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim is brought, both during the week and on Shabbos. So therefore, on Shabbos, they also brought the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim at the same time that it was brought during the week, even though technically it could have been brought 6.5 hours after the start of the day. Chol Erev Pesach Lios Be'erev Shabbos. If Erev Pesach came out on Erev Shabbos, Nishcha B'sheish U'mechza V'karei B'sheva U'mechza V'ha Pesach Achra. In such a case, the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim would be brought at the beginning of this month, which is 6.5 hours after the start of the day, and the completion of the bringing of the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim is 7.5 hours after the start of the day, and then the Korban Pesach would be brought after the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim. Now the reason why on Erev Pesach that comes out on Erev Shabbos that they had to bring the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim at the beginning of this month, they can't delay it at all, is because not only do we need time after the bringing of the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim to shech the Korban Pesach, but we also need time to roast the Korban Pesach. And since it's Erev Shabbos, the Pesach has to be roasted before Shabbos. You can't roast it on Shabbos itself. So an Erev Pesach that comes out on Erev Shabbos, we need extra time to not only bring the Korban Pesach, but also to roast it. So therefore, on that day, they brought the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim at the very beginning of the month, 6.5 hours after the start of the day. A Korban Pesach, that the Shechita of the Pesach was done Shelo Lishmo. The person who did the Shechita said at the time of the Shechita that he is shechting the Pesach L'shem Shlomim or L'shem some other Korban other than a Korban Pesach. The Kibel V'Hilech V'Zara Shelo Lishmo. Or the Kabbalah of the Dam was done Shelo Lishmo. The Kohen who was Makabal the Dam after Shechita said at the time he was Makabal the Dam that he is being Makabal the Dam L'shem Shlomim. Or the Kohen that walked with the Dam to the Mizbeach did so Shelo Lishmo. He said he is walking with the Dam for a Korban Shlomim or some other Korban other than a Korban Pesach. Or the Zrikas HaDam was done Shelo Lishmo. The Kohen who is Zarek the Dam of the Mizbeach said that he is being Zarek the Dam L'shem Shlomim. O Lishmo v'Shelo Lishmo. O Shelo Lishmo v'Lishmo Pasul. Or if one of these four avodas was done both Lishmo and Shelo Lishmo, first the Kohen said that he is doing the avoda L'shem Pesach, and then he said he is doing it l'shem some other korban, or vice versa. One of these four avodas was done shelo l'shmo and l'shmo. First he said that he is doing the avoda l'shem some other korban, and then he said he is doing the avoda l'shem Pesach. In all these cases, the korban Pesach is puzzle. As Chazal learned out from a pasuk, that if one of these four avoda was done shelo l'shmo, the korban Pesach would be puzzle. As even though other karbanos, other than a korban Pesach or a korban Chatas, that was done shelo l'shmo, the korban would be kosher. However, a korban Pesach and a korban Chatas is an exception, that a korban Pesach that is done shelo l'shmo would be puzzle. Ketzad l'shmo v'shelo l'shmo. L'shem Pesach u'l'shem shlom. What's the case of one of these avodas being done both l'shmo and shelo l'shmo? If the avoda was done first l'shem Pesach, and then it was done l'shem shlomim, shelo l'shmo v'lishmo l'shem shlomim u'l'shem Pesach. What's a case of one of these four avodas being done both shelo l'shmo and l'shmo, if it was first done l'shem shlomim, and then afterwards it was done l'shem Pesach?